And a warm welcome goes out to everybody who might be listening to this audio recording. This is Salem Sapphire Knights, also known as Nocturnus, on the audiogames.net community, which is actually the inspiration, part of the inspiration behind this recording. There is a game on the audiogames.net website, currently only available via the forum, which is being developed by one of our frequent visitors there. And he's actually developed quite a few games, but this one is the one that actually I took notice and decided to record a review for. This game is called Luminals. And as we go along, you'll actually discover why it is that this game is called Luminals. To give you a basic description of what this game involves, you are in control of several domes throughout the game that have been placed upon the moon, which are specifically meant to breed different types of life forms and animals and such. The concept or object of the game is to try and make the best ecosystem that you can, so you gotta keep your ecosystems balanced so that you can get noticed by certain advertisers who will be sponsoring your dome. In the not-too-distant future, these lunar domes become the source of entertainment for bigwigs and moneymakers and such, and they pay quite a bit of money to view these domes in action. For some strange odd reason, I don't know why. Don't ask me, as I don't belong in the not-too-distant future. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play this game. Currently available only in a portable version. So if you go to the audiogames.net forum, that's audiogames.net, audiogames.net. If you click one of the links there, it's the forum link, and then you click on the active topics link, you'll actually find this topic is fairly close to the top of the list of topics on the forum, as we're generally frequently discussing this game. It's still in rapid development. Quite a few beta versions have been released within a short span of time. So I don't really know when the final release will be made. But in any case, the game is good as is, so let's try playing it. I have it on my desktop right now. I have a shortcut on my desktop. Gonna go ahead and hit L.
Luminal 17 of 17.
Start this. I'm actually using NVDA with Eloquence here, so if you don't like Eloquence, then I suppose this walkthrough is not for you. Hopefully that won't matter too much. Let's hit enter and start this.
Welcome to Luminal's rough beta version 1.8b by a prone main menu.
And we are at the main menu. We're going to explore this. Actually, I'm going to go down arrow.
Information.
Information will actually provide you with quite a bit of information about the game, how to play it. I'll hit enter here.
Choose a topic. About the game.
About the game. Let's go ahead and read this.
Luminals is an accessible ecosystem simulation game written by a prone, Jeremy Kaldopsky. The game is a series of mathematical systems built on top of each other. At the bottom level, grass, moss. On the next level up, bugs attempt to reproduce across the land. The amount
Sorry
of,
about that.
The game is a series of mathematical systems built on top of each other. At the bottom level, grass, moss, and mushrooms fight to reproduce and use up any available space in the dirt. The type of terrain on the specific tile, as well as any tiles directly touching it, affect how that battle plays out.
And down arrow again.
On the next level up, bugs attempt to reproduce across the land. The amount of grass, moss, and rocks determine how rapidly the insects can multiply. The next level handles prey animals such as mice, rabbits, and birds. These animals survive and breed based upon the quantity of edible items they can get to. Not all animals eat the same things, but the animals can only survive if the lower levels can replenish themselves fast enough. The final level is predatory animals. Rather than surviving off of bugs or vegetation, these creatures survive and multiply based on the number of prey animals they eat. Not all predator species eat the same prey, but the main idea is that these animals depend upon the stability of each level below them in the ecosystem. This game is currently a rough beta. I have released it in the hopes that people will play it and make suggestions. In the past, I have found the online community to be very good at suggesting easier and better ways to run games, and I would be a fool to ignore such a valuable resource. Please post specific questions, concerns, and suggestions you have with the game, and everyone will have a chance to help. Thank you for playing. Message by a prone. About the game.
And there you go, and all I did was just press down arrow to get through that. We are now at the information section again, where it says please select a topic, and if we keep going down, we'll find different little things here.
The story.
A story.
Life in the Dome.
Life in the Dome. This is actually a good one to read if you are interested in what the different species and life forms do that are present within the game.
How to play.
How to play. I think that's fairly obvious.
Game tips.
Game tips.
Previous menu.
And previous menu, which will take us back to...
Main menu.
The main menu. Down around again.
Information.
Information.
Campaign.
Campaign. This is the one that you will be using most often, at least for now, as of this recording, because this is where the practically all of a game is. If you get enter here,
select mission,
you will actually get that message, and then you can select whichever mission you wish to play. Currently, I'm not going to select a mission as I wish to continue down the menu, so...
Previous menu.
Previous menu.
Main menu.
Let's hit down arrow again.
Information. Campaign. Custom game.
Custom game is not currently accessible. It is not available at all, actually.
Load a saved game.
Load a saved game.
Options.
Options.
I'll put this in later. Right now, this is still a pretty rough beta version of the game.
And again, not available.
Information.
Information.
Exit the game.
And exit the game.
Options.
Every single time that you are brought back to the main menu, you will always end up at the top of the menu, which is information if you hit down arrow or exit the game if you hit up arrow. For some strange odd reason, you seem to linger in limbo there. I don't know if that's ever going to change or not, but that's the way it is right now, so that's the way I'm presenting it to you. I don't make the rules, I just report them. Anyway, let's go ahead and continue on with the game.